This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli air and missile strikes pounded Gaza City overnight into Thursday as ground forces battled Hamas militants in dense urban neighborhoods from which tens of thousands have fled in recent days. Meanwhile, international mediators have been working on a possible deal that would see a temporary humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The deal, according to two Egyptian officials, would see a possible three-day ceasefire in exchange for the release of around a dozen Israeli hostages. The deal, which is being brokered by Egypt, Qatar and the US, would also allow a small amount of fuel to enter the territory for the first time since Israel's siege on Gaza began. Israel has said around 240 hostages are currently held in Gaza. Their plight has galvanized Israeli support for the conflict, despite growing international concern for Palestinian civilians. Gaza's 2.3 million population remains stuck under an Israeli military siege, which has so far killed thousands of civilians in Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
French President Emmanuel Macron opened a Gaza aid conference Thursday in Paris with an appeal for Israel to protect civilians, saying all lives have equal worth and that fighting terrorism can never be carried out without rules. France wants Thursday's aid conference to address the besieged Palestinian enclave's growing needs, including food, water, health supplies, electricity, and fuel. The UN Relief Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarani discussed the deaths of thousands of Palestinian children in Gaza and 1 million people pushed from their homes by the Israeli offensive.
Condemning the horrendous massacre committed by Hamas in Israel is the right thing to do. The UN has done so and continues to call for hostages to be released. This cannot, however, justify a war that disregards international humanitarian law and promotes dehumanizing rhetoric.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned Thursday what he said was the growing and dangerous military cooperation between North Korea and Russia, following reports Pyongyang is supplying weapons for Moscow's war in Ukraine. Speaking to reporters in Seoul Thursday, following a meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin, Blinken said it was a matter of deep concern for both nations.
This is something that we're watching very, very closely, very, very carefully. And of course, we have real concerns about any support for its for North Korea's ballistic missile programs, for its nuclear technology, for its space launch capacity. And as we said earlier, that support would be in clear violation of multiple Security Council resolutions.
Blinken said the United States, South Korea, and other countries will continue efforts to identify, expose, and counter the Russia-North Korea military transactions. Responding to questions from a bishop, the Vatican's doctrinal office has said transgender people can be godparents at Roman Catholic baptisms, witnesses at religious weddings, and receive baptism themselves. Reuters correspondent Hussein Blatry reports.
The Vatican's doctrinal office was responding to a question from Bishop José Negri of Santo Amaro in Brazil, who sought guidance on LGBT participation in sacraments. The Vatican's response, approved by Pope Francis on October 31st, remains vague on whether a same-sex couple can have a church baptism for an adopted or surrogate-born child. Pope Francis has tried to make the church more welcoming to the LGBT community. The document also says individuals in same-sex relationships can now serve as witnesses at Catholic weddings. The response said that for the child of a same-sex couple to be baptized, there had to be a well-founded hope that he would be educated in the Catholic religion.
That was Reuters correspondent Hussein Blatry reporting. The giant pandas who lived at the U.S. Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. for 23 years were returned to China. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
The giant panda program in the U.S. began in 1972 with the arrival of Xin Xin and Lin Lin. In 1984, when the giant panda was declared an endangered species, Beijing began landing bears instead of gifting them. 10-year agreements with a price tag of up to $10 million were put in place. The success of breeding and other conservation efforts in U.S. zoos, however, should not be overlooked, some analysts say. The zoos have helped improve the species' status from endangered to vulnerable, but others say it is time for a new strategy. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.